This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Let's see. Busy show today. We got John Martin in the next segment. He was at the Grizzlies game last night. Talked to him about that. And then Chris Harrington, of course, he absolutely was at the Grizzlies game last night. We'll talk to him straight up at 10 o'clock. Chris wrote the piece in the Daily Memphian about the game. You can read it over there. And then Sam Hardiman will join us to talk about the world beyond sports. He covers the city of Memphis for the Daily Memphian. Sam did text me. Sometimes Sam, Fishman is the most prepared. He always has the list. But Sam likes to
even know, if we don't.
Even if we don't. Sam, but by the way, yesterday's mystery, my texts weren't working yesterday. He had texted me the list. When I do the old turn off the phone and turn it back on, that, you know, it used to be like with a TV or something, you could kick it, right? But
of course,
phone, you can't kick it. So you just turn it off, the old turn it off and turn it on fix. Got my text working again. So I did see the list too late. But Sam doesn't send me a list. I don't know, but he likes to know what we're talking about. So I told Sam that in addition to, you know, what's been happening over the last couple of weeks, I wanted a bit of a forecast for this 2026. What are the big stories in the city of Memphis? Any guesses? What do you think the big stories are in the city of Memphis for 2026?
I'm assuming XAI.
I think the continuing growth of XAI. I did see that Elon Musk, they'd aimed to raise X dollars for XAI. This is a story that just was in today's news. And instead, they overshot that by $5 billion. I think that was the
just
number.
Missed.
So they plenty of enthusiasm for the investors in XAI. But I assume XAI will continue to be a story. I think the National Guard will depart likely this year at some point, right? The National Guard will. What would be interesting is, of course, is that to the extent that the task force has helped crime numbers go down, and crime numbers have clearly gone down. One of the nice things about this, there's been however one feels about this, there's been some repercussions that a lot of people would object to, and I do too, including ICE's work in the community. But one of the nice things is that used to have this argument about whether crime numbers were going down, right? Like, Jeffrey, you know, people tell you crime numbers are going down, and then a certain population, element of the population would say, they are not, they're just making it up. Now, everyone is invested, everyone does acknowledge crime numbers. Everyone acknowledges that crime numbers are down. I think most people will acknowledge that if the National Guard didn't particularly contribute to that, the support that we've gotten from the state on the more state troopers and whatever, all the alphabet of, yep, of agencies that have been here have absolutely helped in that. And so what is this going to look like post-National Guard? I think that will continue to be a story. I think the Grizzlies lease, which Sam has
that was going to be my next
story,
one.
I think that will be a big story, right? It feels like this is the year. If it's going to be signed, you're knocking down reasons to not sign it.
Yes.
I'll say this about that, that the conversation, the national conversation in the NBA it feels like it's turned more back towards expansion. Doesn't it? A little bit? It had turned the other way, and now it feels like it's turned back towards expansion, which to me is promising. And then, even if it were relocation as opposed to expansion, you've got other situations that may be as vulnerable or more vulnerable than Memphis, including...
You want to put your tinfoil hat on with me?
No. But you go don't. Ahead. I will not don it with you.
All right.
But I will hear about your tinfoil hat.
Number one, I think the league knows that they cannot afford the PR of ripping up teams and moving them. And then my second other thought is, I think at first they were not confident that someone would
pony up
and pay the expansion fee. I think they might have found candidates to pay the expansion fees.
I think that's very clear that they were. I mean, evidently, for example, Seattle, which has always, since the Sonics left, has wanted a team back. And there has been this general feeling. Sometimes when teams relocate, there is this feeling of, who cares? That community didn't support them anyway.
Sure.
Right? Sometimes when teams relocate, it feels like just a total injustice. Obviously, the most vivid example of that is when the Cleveland Browns moved, right? That was one. Or when Baltimore moved.
The Colts.
That entire sequence. Yeah. Right? Baltimore moving and then the Browns moving. Those cities did nothing. Except not pony up, to get your teams ripped away in terms of support. And I think people feel much the same about Seattle, that Seattle basketball franchise was – it contrasted to Vancouver, by the way. There were people in Vancouver who loved the Grizzlies, but I don't think people are sitting here pining and saying what it was an injustice it was that Vancouver lost the Grizzlies, right?
It's not the equivalent of losing the Canucks.
It's certainly not the equivalent of the don't even speak those words of losing the Canucks.
My only problem with the whole Seattle thing is when Howard Schultz sold the Sonics to a group that was like Oklahoma Sports.
You can't be so shocked.
Correct.
You knew what you were doing. Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. But that's fine. You were screwed over by Howard Schultz. Not you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're not building
but the fans were screwed over.
Correct.
The fans were screwed over. And so there was some question.
Not that they matter, of course.
As to whether they're not true. There was some question as to whether there was someone willing to pay the money in Seattle. Anyway, that's another story that will be a big story. The school takeover, that's not something that Sam covers, particularly Laura Testino does a terrific job. There's another story today in the Daily Memphian about that. What's going to happen with that? We're going to have a county mayor. What's going to happen in local politics will be interesting. But we'll talk to Sam about some of the big stories in Memphis this year that I won't be around to talk about. But Sam is, I hear from John, is going to continue on Jason and John. So I'm thrilled about that. So you can continue to hear from Sam. Anyway, that's the lineup. We got John Martin. And then we have Chris Harrington, and then we have Sam Hardiman. A listener mail, Jeffrey, this from Evan Carter. I thought this one was sweet. I wanted to say thank you personally for so much. I listened to you all the time during high school and college until I graduated in 2024. But this is the part I liked, and this is why I'm reading this one. I found out my junior year of high school that me and my grandmother both listened to you every day, and from that our relationship grew. Now, that's sweet.
No one brings Gen Z.
Bringing people together.
And grandmothers together, quite like Jeff Goggins.
That's the tagline of the show. Then the two of us, right. We speak both to the grandmothers and grandfathers out there and to the high school and college folks. Anyway, appreciate that. Grizzlies, big win last night, and they... And with it, they end an ignominious streak. You're aware, I'm sure. 17 straight games.
Of course, Jeff, I read the other word.
17 straight games of losing to winning teams at FedEx Forum. That's not easy to do.
Listen, Jeff, nobody
circles the wagons?
Nobody can make the Grizzlies lose 18 straight to teams with a winning record.
No one can just walk in here.
Absolutely.
Not in our house.
Yes.
And you draw the line. If you were going to draw the line somewhere, it would be between 17 and 18.
Correct.
Wouldn't it? And the Grizzlies did. And what an unlikely victory it was, because Ja did not play and Wemby did up until the moment that he didn't. Which was handy. Okay. We'll talk about that later. We'll talk. Let's play some highlights first, and we'll talk about the Wemby stuff later, because the Grizzlies won, the Grizzlies won, the Grizzlies won. Hey, I got a question as we start this. Will this be our last highlights?
Well, Jeff, I mean, the Grizzlies have the Suns' number. That's the other team with a winning record the Grizzlies have beaten.
They play tonight. We could have another highlight tomorrow.
Don't let the Grizz get hot.
Don't. Not in their building.
No.
Not in their building.
Homestand, baby.
Homestand. Let's start. You know, Grizzlies fall behind. Doesn't look like anything's going to much happen gloriously in this game anyway. And yet they fight back, Jeffrey, because that's what they do. That's what they do. They fight like grizzly bears.
Mm-hmm.
And
GD grizzly bears.
And in case you missed it, they're down a few players. And in case you missed it, Isolo, after the game, rattled them all off. Wasn't an excuse, it was an explanation.
Correct.
He did it. Here's the truth. I think it's much better to rattle off the names of everybody who's injured after a victory.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know?
No, totally agree.
It was...
No, it doesn't come across...
And we haven't heard that from Isolo.
No, he's not really an excuse maker.
There's been no excuse making.
Yeah.
There's been no excuse making. But let's start with the man of the hour... and this is really
GD Grizzly Bear.
When a GD Grizzly Bear mm-hmm. himself. This is really when the comeback began. One Cam GD Grizzly Bear Spencer.
Cornette picks up Spencer. He lobs underneath on the left block for Landale. Back to Spencer. Open look at a three. Ring it up. Put three on the board. Cam had missed his last six going back to the last ball game. He knocks that one down. Make it last seven.
Shoot or shoot, man. Shoot or shoot.
Amen.
All you got to do is you got to keep shooting, and you're going to work your way out of that slump. And Cam did last night. No Ja.
After only two in the first half, Jeff.
I know. 21.
Yeah.
And 8 rebounds. And 8 assists. And 0 turnovers. So the comeback was on. Here we go. Jaren.
Spencer grabs the offensive rebound. Out to Jaren Jackson. Three on the way. Ring it up. Put three on the board. When you play that 3-2 shell zone, the middle's left open, and Spencer realizes that. That's the third time tonight he's gone in and grabbed an offensive rebound, or tapped it at least. He's got credit for two.
Wasn't the best game for Jalen Wells, but here was a three.
The rebound to Jaren Jackson up ahead for Jalen Wells. Right wing three in transition is good. Ring it up. Put three on the board. Jalen Wells ties things up at 57 apiece. 11 straight for the Grizz.
We're tied, ladies and gentlemen.
We warned them, don't let the Grizz get hot.
Do not let the Grizz get hot. Let's roll this a little bit. Just let's let the comeback unfold for people in all its glory.
Hands off for Cam Spencer. Spencer drives inside the foul line. Pump fakes, gets Dylan Harper in the air. The floater rattles around, goes down, and he'll get one more. Cam Spencer. Rebound tap, grab by Cam Spencer. Out to Jaren Jackson. Rhythm three, ring it up. Put three on the board. Spencer, for the second time this quarter, after an offensive rebound, was able to find Jaren Jackson Jr., who buries the triple, and Jaren's got 19. Aldama drives at Wembanyama, hangs, double clutch. Floater is good. Oh, my, what a play by Santi Aldama, who absorbs the contact and the circus shot for the bucket. Ties things up at 70, and Aldama will have a chance to break the tie. Spencer will make a move, gets by Cornette, hangs in the air, feeds it out to Jaren Jackson. A right wing three with two on the shot clock is good. Spencer finding Jackson again on the perimeter for another assist. Ring it up, put three on the board. The fifth, three of the night for Jaren Jackson Jr. He's got 19, and Spencer with 8 assists. Spencer going to have to make a move at the athletic. Castle gets him in the air. Castle with a terrible decision, leaving his feet. Spencer makes him pay. Knocks down a 15-foot jumper from the foul line and gets fouled, and the Grizzlies can push the lead to 4. In transition, Spencer, a left wing three, and Cam Spencer in the first 45 seconds of the fourth has 6 straight points. It's a 9-0 Grizzly run. They lead 88-81. Spencer now with 14 along with his 8 assists. Yeah. Jackson finds Landale. Right corner three for the big fella out of Australia is good again. Ring it up. Put three on the board for Jock Landale. His third triple of the ball game, and he's got 15 in the contest.
We'll pause for a moment here. Jaren, with all those threes, he was 5 of 7 from three, 21 and 9. Plus 3 blocks, by the way. Chris likes to pay attention to the blocks. 3 blocks. Did have 6 turnovers. Jock Landale, big game, 19 and 9. He did miss those two free throws at the end. That wasn't clutch.
Jeff, you can't win it on defense if you don't miss the free throws.
You can't have that loose lockdown, dramatic exactly. lockdown, Vince being Vince moments if you don't miss the free throws. So it was right in the midst of this that Wemby drills the three to put him up 98-97. Right? You recall this?
Yes, I do.
Wemby's a good basketball player. Can we say that?
I think he is an exceptional basketball
player. Basketball player. You're willing to take it even further than me.
Yes.
In 21 minutes, he scored 30 points. And those last three put him up 98-97. And then he went and sat down. And he did not get off the bench again.
It was nice to have someone else's minutes restrictions factor into a game.
Didn't it feel ridiculous?
Yes.
I mean,
I was grateful.
I honestly think it was an affront to the league. Like, come on, man. Seriously? You have minutes left in the game?
I guarantee you, if that game were on NBC, though, they wouldn't have done it.
It is total, like, with all due respect, it basically is saying these games don't matter.
Yeah.
Like, it is total BS.
It's practice, yeah.
Good for the Grizzlies, but there's nothing, like, this wasn't play another 12 minutes.
No, it was play another 3.5. With a TV timeout
play
included.
Play another 3.5 minutes. You are literally saying, we don't give a damn whether we win this game. Why should you? I just thought it was insulting. Insulting to the product. It was crazy. Isn't it? Like, isn't that the problem with the NBA regular season right there?
Yes. No, it's the whole.
It's insane.
The whole problem with the enterprise is asking yourself, "What does this mean?"
Well, I'm paying $120 to go sit and
if
watch.
If not more,
and why I just picked the medium, whatever, to go watch. You don't give a damn about whether you win or lose this game. The Grizzlies' minutes stuff. Nothing has ever been this galling.
No, if anything, like it was the staggering, probably taking like Ja and Cedric off the floor in the fourth quarter. Too soon, but that was with the intent of bringing them back to close the game.
Now they play the Lakers tonight. That have something to do with it?
I'm assuming it's a TV game.
And here's the other thing. If it's not an insult to the league, it's certainly an insult that we can beat the Grizzlies anyway. De'Aaron Fox is going to win this for us anyway. Is that part of the thinking?
I mean, it wasn't necessarily be like wrong. They did have the basketball with a chance to win the game. Yeah, it's on ESPN tonight.
I mean, listen. It's great to get the win, and full credit to come on, man. No, like that list of injured. Obviously, Sed was out last night. There was good news on that front, by the way. Isolo said that it wasn't anything serious. I'm paraphrasing, but that was good. And so great for Vince doing what Vince did last night. Great for Landale. Great for Cam. I mean, look, who won this game for the Grizzlies? It's just kind of crazy.
Jeff, I think you're focused on the wrong things. We need to really combat tanking, though.
It was just crazy. But it did allow, and again, who knows? Maybe the Grizzlies would have won anyway. It did allow some glory to follow as we'll start with, I think this is Landale's alley kind of oop.
Yep,
here it is.
Wells lobbed to Landale. He went up, didn't bring it down, redirects it off the box and into the bucket. Perfect feed from Wells, and Landale banks it home, 101-100.
He was very proud of that afterwards. He wanted to show the world that he could get up.
Correct.
Not get up and throw it down,
right.
But get it up and lay it in.
Correct. Get over that credit card.
So there you go. And then the two massive buckets from the aforementioned Cam Spencer. First, here's the three.
Spencer will launch a three behind a screen. Ring it up. Put three on the board. Cam Spencer with a big three from the right wing. Grizzlies trail by one, 105-104.
And here's the winner.
Best offensive set of the night.
Spencer with Cornette in front of him, 5 on the shot clock. Spencer going to have to make a move, makes the move at Cornette, steps to the baseline, fadeaway, 12-footer. Oh, it's pure over the 7-footer. Cam Spencer puts the Grizzlies up one.
He would have done that to Wemby, too.
Of course.
I mean, it wouldn't have made a difference. It wouldn't have. No one was stopping Cam Spencer in that moment.
Once he created
Luke
space.
Cornette, Wembanyama, whatever.
When you can set up the 16-foot fadeaway, that's what you do, Jeff.
I could.
It's a high percentage shot.
It would have gone over.
Yeah.
It would have gone over Wemby. There's no question. Anyway. And then,
Jeff, defense wins championships.
This is Vince.
Mm-hmm.
Does a great job forcing De'Aaron Fox to go right. Here's Santi with the block.
Fox, hesitation, move into the paint. Tries to float it up. It's blocked by Aldama. Grabbed by the Grizzlies. They're going to win it here tonight. No foul called. Zeros hit the clock. Aldama the block on De'Aaron Fox.
Take that. Ha!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Also, shout out to the officials for not calling traveling on the run out. Like, definitely Santi. Like,
could have.
Like, yeah. There's still time on the clock.
Anyway, Grizz win. 106 to 105. They're now 16 and 20. They put an end to that ignominious.
Shout out, Tyreek.
Shout out. So there you go. So, listen, wins are wins, baby. Wins are wins are wins.
We never apologize for winning, Jeff.
I'm not going to apologize for winning. Here's my, the other question here. The Ja thing was disappointing. Can we say that?
I think this year's been disappointing.
I think the last 3 years have been disappointing.
Yeah, but I think this year also because, you know, I felt like he was starting to actually back up what he had been talking, you know, in terms of better attitude, better teammate, whatnot.
That's certainly how it started this season. Even when he just came back from injury, he said, now I got to stack these together. Yeah. He had a good game. Now I got to stack these together. He says the right things. And again, like, who knows? Maybe he wasn't going to play in these back-to-backs, right? And so he's playing against the Suns. He's not playing against the Spurs.
Perhaps. I mean, he's been very good against the Suns.
I really do think that in the end, this stuff wears on you.
I do think a big problem, though, is not what Chris mentioned yesterday. A part of the issue, and we're never going to find out because it's the way they operate, is this a Grizzlies decision or is this a Jaw decision? I do think that would change how you feel one way or the
other. To not play?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I guess it's funny because one of the things that happened yesterday was John Harbaugh was fired, right?
Yep.
And it's a totally different situation. But in the end, so why was John Harbaugh fired? He was fired because he didn't win in the playoffs enough recently, right? He's got a Super Bowl. It is amazing. 18 seasons. It's not just that he is the longest tenured Ravens coach and Ravens or Baltimore right. football coach going back to the Colts. And going back to the Colts, there was Weeb Eubanks and there was
well, it was also an era Ted where you got so much longer to coach.
Tony Dungy. Like they had some pretty notable football coaches there. You also had like Earl Weaver. When I this is true. When I saw that John Harbaugh had been fired and that he'd been the longest serving coach in Baltimore sports history, I immediately went up and I'm like, longer than Earl Weaver? Like Earl Weaver was the Orioles for forever. Earl Weaver was 17 years and John Harbaugh was 18 years. And so just kind of incredible. But I think, and I said this on Gabe's show yesterday, I think that comes down to two things. One, you have real confidence in yourself as an organization.
Yeah.
I think they just think they've got a good GM. They draft well. They've got a good organization. They can replace him. They don't think their success hinges on the magic of John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
I think that is part of it. I think part of it is some urgency with Lamar. You know, right? Like there's – and also – you don't know how that relationship is either with Lamar. Is this a matter of choosing Lamar over John Harbaugh? Do we know that it's that?
Well, I mean, there were certainly details. Right? You saw the column, right, from last week. What's the Baltimore equivalent of the Daily Memphian? They have that.
The Banner.
Correct.
Yeah.
The Banner had a column, you know, essentially saying he plays video games. You know, he's late to practice.
Right.
They have to practice in the afternoon because he can't wake up. Like, listing all of these things that are not like
but it's
crimes,
interesting, man, that you're picking.
Well, I think the question would then become, who's the source of that?
Oh, that's interesting. But I think the other thing that happens is you just reach a time when you say it's enough. This is my getting back to the Jaw thing.
Runs its course.
Just like, it just runs its course. Things run their course. And obviously it's different because there was nothing dramatic or I'm not saying there's anything similar between a Harbaugh and Morant, except for there just comes the time that an organization decides it's time to move on, right? And I really do believe, I will not be here for this, to talk about this. I might write about it, Daily Memphian, but
I got a show you can come in and talk about it.
I'll join you. I really do. I'll be shocked. Oh, okay. I'll be surprised if Jaw is dealt between now and the trade deadline. I will definitely be surprised.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I will also be surprised if they don't move on this summer. And it's just because the problem is that I suspect if and when they do move on, people are going to be so disappointed, Memphians, by what you quote unquote get back, because what you get back. You literally may be attaching assets to move on from Ja.
Yeah.
May have to be attaching assets to Ja.
If it's likely that
to take Ja.
Using the Trey Young example, if it's likely that they're going to have to attach an asset to move him, because the other thing with Trey is like you're also asking the team to sign an extension, which you might have to do with Ja as well.
Oh, there's no question. Ja will not be a happy camper. If you don't give him an extension,
you might have to find a partner that's willing.
You might, in that situation, be willing to say, you could imagine there, because the contractual situations are different for Ja and Trey. Trey's up after this year. Ja might be willing to say, okay, I'm going to come in here and I'm going to prove myself for a year and then give me an extension. Maybe there will be a little, obviously he would want one right away, but maybe there would be
one last summer
grace period. But doesn't it just feel like, I mean.
Yes, because it's what we talked about. Like, I think he wants the extension. I don't think the Grizzlies are going to give him the extension, and then they're going to reach a point where, A, because Ja has made the decision to represent himself, or as Chris points out, have representation that's in-house, and it's going to get personal.
Even apart from, I just think it's time to move on already. I think they've reached, my guess is this is purely.
Yeah, speculation.
Well, we said this when we said it, you know.
Two weeks ago,
when we predicted, yeah. Would he be here, would he not be here? I think.
Your questions for 2026.
We
said he wouldn't be dealt by the deadline.
And that he would be dealt this summer.
And we felt more strongly about not dealt before the deadline.
Than we did the
correct.
I think that's still true. Because in the end, however difficult it is to trade Trae Young, I think it is, to get someone to take Trae Young, I think it is more difficult to get someone to take Ja Morant. Because Trae Young is still productive every time he's there. Now, he's he doesn't necessarily impact winning because
yeah.
of his defense, but he's still a productive player when he plays.
Yeah.
And he's never been he's not actually a popular guy in the locker room, but he's never been a drama, problematic, whatever
guy.
So how if you've got to attach assets to get someone to take Trae Young, I'm just going to presume you would have to attach assets to get someone to take Ja. But I wonder, I do wonder, if you polled, let's just say, the season ticket holders.
Okay.
Would you want Ja back next year? Because whatever, Memphians, broadly speaking, have, but I'm saying season tickets. People who've put down money, season
right.
tickets, they go every night,
yep.
right? They go every night. And so they know that on every given night, you would expect Ja 50% of the time to be there.
58.
That's if you, that 58 is if you cook the books by not including suspension
58.
Or shoulder injury.
58.
Do you think most would vote, I would like him to be back or I would not?
I think it would still be a majority.
Would want him back. Don't you think that...
But it's clearly the lowest it would ever be.
Yeah, the number has moved even from the start of this year. Because at the start of this year, I think people were once again hopeful this year will be different.
Yeah. You know? I think people were like, okay, I think the China trip for selling the shoes...
Oh, yeah,
like,
that was right.
Like
Ja went away. He went to China. He was reminded that people love him again.
Yep.
He's, you know, he's going to come back. And
and fundamentally, people want it to work.
But I think it's... If it would be in favor of Ja coming back, it would be only very marginally
yeah.
so.
I mean, 51-49, you know, in that range. I guess though, I'm so beaten down with it at this point.
That's the thing, you just get beaten down with it.
I can take the reality is though now, I can take the moodiness, I can take the bad leadership, the bad teammate stuff, and all that. If he'd play.
No, there's two problems. There's the biggest two problems are, will he play? And then now the new problem, which is, if he plays, will he be good?
Right.
All right. Before we get to John Martin, again, John Martin, then Chris Harrington, and then Sam Hardiman. Before we get to John Martin, there was a lot of other news. There was a lot of NFL news. By the way, what did you think of? Would you have fired John Harbaugh?
I think you have to decide. I'm speculating, but I'm also not dumb. I think this clearly became a Lamar or Harbaugh thing, and you have to pick Lamar.
I think that's probably right. It is interesting. They did not have a statement ready. For when so there's some question as to whether they knew heading into yesterday that they were going to fire him. They did not have a statement ready, and it wasn't some amicable, you know,
right
parting. It also he wasn't allowed to tell his staff, or he didn't, you know, the GM had to tell the staff, and then the agent has said that seven teams have contacted him, Harbaugh's agent. About Harbaugh's interest in a job. And mind you, counting the Ravens, who are not interested in hiring John Harbaugh, we can imagine that, right? The Ravens won't be.
Seems unlikely.
There are only six other teams with openings right now.
Correct.
So that means that every team with an opening and another team that doesn't yet have an opening
or may not.
Maybe willing to fire their coach depending on John Harbaugh's
interest. If Harbaugh will take the job.
And taking the job.
We'll move on. Although,
that's how.
Right.
That's how. Okay. And so what job should John Harbaugh take? If he has his choice of every job, what job should he take?
Well, Jeff, I'd like to cite the Athletic's daily newsletter, which ranks the job openings. And number one, would you believe that? It's the New York Football Giants. So I think he should take that one.
Do you believe it is the best job?
No. Now, I think this also is true. I think the Ravens is unquestionably the best job available, but as you point out, it does not seem like John Harbaugh is a candidate for that job. I think the gap between that job and the next best job is wider than we've ever seen in a market.
The problem is the other jobs, nobody has a quarterback. Like, in the end, what makes a great job? Vrabel, great job in New England, right? Great job for him to go. Chicago was a great. Both of those openings were great openings because at least presumably they had their quarterback. The Browns don't have their quarterback. The Cardinals don't have their quarterback. The Falcons don't have their quarterback. The Giants, really, it's wildly premature to say they have their quarterback, right?
Yeah, but I mean, is it that different than Drake May last year? They
don't
both won about the same amount of games.
From Drake May than you'd seen from...
I mean, listen, Jackson Dart beat the Eagles.
I think the closest one to say they've seen have their quarterback is the Titans. And in that way, the Titans. Capram,
yeah.
Young quarterback. Now, you're building from scratch.
Well, and
I
also,
think there's an argument the Titans are a better job.
I also think ownership has to come into question. And as much as I hate the Maras and the Tishes, they're still better than Amy Adams or whatever. Amy Adams Strung, whatever her name is. Bud's daughter.
Yeah, this is partly... There are ownerships that are so bad that they really get in the way of you running a football team. See Cincinnati, okay?
Yeah.
Right. Then there are ownerships that are bad until the right management comes along. I would tell you the Benson family in New Orleans was a franchise where you could not win until all of a sudden with Peyton and the right management, all of a sudden that became a program that could win. The Bills, same thing. Bills were a horrible team with horrible ownership until you had the right management that comes along.
But they
I'm
had
not sure that
they had Vrabel.
Yeah, they did F up Vrabel completely. Vrabel for Callahan. Can you imagine an organization that makes that trade?
It's the opposite of Brady for Bledsoe.
It's just appalling. Meanwhile, you got Washington fires both coordinators. Now, there you knew the defensive coordinator.
Right, because he
fine.
Took.
Everyone knew that. He'd taken
right.
Play calling, et cetera. Quinn had.
With Kingsbury
supposedly is in the running for head coaching jobs, including, by the way, it seems unlikely, the Ravens, because he's an offensive guy, mobile quarterback, all of that. Can you imagine that Kingsbury gets fired as an OC? It seems philosophical differences there. And might still be able to get a head coaching job?
So, logically, no. But you also have to remember the Cliff Kingsbury rule. This man got fired from being the head coach at Texas Tech and wound up as the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals.
That's a fair point.
The man can fail up.
And Detroit fires their OC.
Let this be a lesson to all the kids out there. Be exceptionally good looking.
That wasn't a big surprise either. And then in the world of college football, we got a lot more portal news, some at the University of Memphis. But the truth of the matter is, we're not going to talk about particular players because you don't know any of them.
Not a clue.
I don't know. Can't weigh in on them, right? We did have the Damon Williams Jr. story out of Washington, though. He signed a contract to stay at Washington last week, and now he says he's going to enter the portal, and Washington has said under no circumstances will they let him out of his contract. Now, this is a guy who had, and by, he has not submitted his paperwork to enter the portal, but he said he's entering the portal.
With a
do not contact, and that means he's already figured out where he's going, which means that someone got in touch with him and said, this is where you should come. And so Washington,
he was originally committed to Lane Kiffin.
I was going
to
say, he was once upon a time, he was committed to Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin.
Yes. And then Lane got Austin Simmons to reclassify.
So do you think it's Do you think it's LSU where he's headed? And if I totally get how outrageous it is. Like, in the end, there's no order in this chaos, but actually enforceable contracts would restore some order in this chaos. The problem is do you want to force your quarterback to stay and be your starting quarterback?
I think,
how does that work?
I personally believe this is a move that you do to make the people that ponied up to keep him, to make it look like you're fighting. I think they know
they're not going to win this.
Correct.
But it should be, these things should be enforceable. Like, it would be unfortunate if someone could just come along and say, Cedric Coward, I know you signed a contract with the Grizzlies, just screw it, double bird it and come play for the Lakers.
Yeah, here's more money.
Yeah, like that is an unworkable situation. Contracts should actually be enforceable. Of course,
we just described European soccer, though.
In the NBA, we have, I mean, in college, in the NBA, there is a
collective bargaining agreement.
There's an entire system around those contracts.
Correct.
That here, there's nothing around the contracts. It's total chaos. You also have the news, and maybe this relates to this, because Sam Levitt had been at LSU.
Yep.
And the thought was that Sam Levitt might go to LSU. Now Sam Levitt is visiting Tennessee. There was some question as to his medicals, whether medicals were good at LSU. If Sam Levitt is going to Tennessee,
that sounds like a negotiation tactic.
Well, is that why DeMond Williams is going to LSU? And what do you think of Sam Levitt?
So I didn't understand why Sorsby was getting like the number one guy treatment, because I think Levitt's better.
Right.
But maybe there is something too. Hey, we don't know if the guy's going to be healthy. Like, and if you're going to pony up $6-7 million, which is what the going rate is for a quarterback this year, don't you want him to know that he's going to be healthy and playing?
We're going to take a break. John Martin's going to join us, then Chris Harrington, then Sam Hardiman. Busy Wednesday. Jeff Calkins, show 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by John Martin. Jason John every single day from 11 to 2, soon to be from 9 to noon. John, we're going to bring you back because you were one of the originals. You were here with us when we started. So we'll bring you back to say farewell on Friday. So we don't need to go traipsing down memory lane today. Mostly I'm interested in Are you looking forward to the new slot? And are you capable? Because sometimes I have to wait for you to come on, you know, in this segment. Are you capable of starting being raring to go at 9 in the morning, you know?
First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
I do think it's going to be a little bit of an adjustment personally. I mean, they're just like there's a difference between getting off at noon and getting done at 2. There's a difference between starting at 9 and starting at 11. You know, so logistically, there are going to be some things that, you know, have to get figured out on my end with the kids and who's doing what and
you're
know,
gonna
kicking
come,
it in.
You're going to come out firing. The way we do. Don't we come out firing, Jeffrey, at 9 o'clock? We do.
Come out absolutely firing.
We come out firing.
You've done it for 12 years. You've done it for
firing.
12 years. Every
yeah,
single morning.
Absolutely right. None of this is random namby-pamby stuff. I got hot takes right off the top every single day.
I just mean in terms of getting up and getting to the station. I don't mean in terms
well,
of, you
here,
know.
Here's one of the differences, though, between you and me. And I'll just go ahead and confess it on the way out. You watch everything, particularly because, like, you're doing your other sidelight gig, Field of 68, and so you literally watched all those. Well, you didn't watch all those college basketball games last night. A wild night in college basketball it was, by the way, because you were at the Grizzlies game, I presume, right? But you watch everything, so you don't actually have to prepare for the show as much as I have had to prepare for the show.
Right.
I watch the things I watch the Memphis games and I watch, but I am not watching everything. And so, thankfully, I have Jeffrey who watches everything. But I am preparing every day at 6 a.m. right for three hours for what the show it may not sound like it, folks, but I am preparing every day at 6 a.m. You were born.
Yeah.
You were born prepared.
I mean, yeah, I think that's definitely a non-negotiable. I mean, I would not be. There was a time where I was like you. I didn't watch anything, you know.
Don't say I don't watch anything. That's
no, you don't watch anything. You don't. You watch like what do you watch?
I watch
like,
what I'm supposed to
National
watch.
Geographic. You know. I mean, it's just everybody knows.
Let's not lie on the way out. But okay, so right. There was a time.
Like,
but,
no, I mean,
but
you,
what's
you,
happened
I was,
is
I
gambling.
Like you, I
gambling
the things
yeah, right.
that were important locally. Is
yeah.
that fair to say?
Yeah.
And so,
then the things I like nationally, the things that interest me nationally. But yeah, but
right.
mostly no, I don't. Yeah, 100%.
Like I just decide that everything interests me nationally because it has to.
Well, and then also like, you wager on everything.
I do. I wager on everything. Let's not lie on the way out. I choose my wagers very carefully and selectively.
But how much have you put on Greenland? You know, how much have you put on whether the U.S. is going to take over Greenland?
I honestly feel like if you're getting plus money on the United States to take Greenland, you have to take
I
that.
I couldn't believe this. I was listening to your show yesterday. You said it was, according to what, a Polymarket, whatever, over at Polymarket, the U.S. had better odds to take over Greenland, was more likely to take over Greenland than the Grizzlies were to beat the Spurs last night.
And then the Grizzlies beat the Spurs.
And then which means the 51st state of Greenland, baby. You know,
Denmark, yeah. I'm sorry.
Move over to Denmark. Here's the thing, though. Denmark's not going to rest Wemby in the final 3.5 minutes. You know,
that is a fact.
And
we're
so
we're going to get the full might of NATO.
We're going to. Yeah. Unbelievable. Anyway. So. All right. Well, I look forward to listening
on Friday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Friday.
I look forward to listening to you at 9 a.m. every single day. As you know, I'm an avid listener. I may be your most avid listener. And so I look forward to
that. Let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Will you still listen to 92.9 when you're gone?
I'm going to make a conscious effort when I first stop to stop for a while. Will I listen? I think reflexively I will. Yeah, like when I drive around. You know, that's what I do. I listen. So I'll listen to y'all. Yeah, but not. I'm going to try to, you know, take 3 months and not be as locked in on the daily conversation about everything. You know what I mean? Like, that's part of what we do here. There's a daily conversation, and lots of people live their lives out there without knowing what the daily conversation is about everything in sports, right?
Right.
And I'm
I just
want to not be part of the daily conversation and everything. And that's one reason why I'm not, because in order to be then intelligent about it, you have to be so plugged in that you have to know the daily conversation. It's one reason I'm not going to do guest spots for a while, right?
Yes. But then I'm people asked me about that. They were like, you know, you got to have Jeff on weekly. I'm like, listen. He doesn't want to do that.
I don't for now.
Walking away.
I think there will be a time I do. Like, I still like sports more than anything. Pretty much, like, I read a lot of national news and stuff like that, and I read a lot of local news. I still care deeply about sports. And so, sure, I'll listen, you know.
But the point of you leaving is to leave.
Is to lay it aside. I mean, is to lay it aside for a little bit. And then I'll probably come back. Like Giannotto. Giannotto wasn't on here for a long time after he left. But then now, Jeffrey, how many times have you had Mark on? You've had Mark on.
Yeah, probably 5-6. Yeah. I mean, I think John's had him on.
I mean, I think have Giannotto you had Mark on? Has really had
I mean, yeah. So, I mean, Giannotto's great. And so you love to have him on. And so ultimately.
Well, part of the problem, though, with having Mark on, it'll be easier now. It's the schedule. Like when he's from 2 to 4, he's on kid duty.
Oh, I see. Right. Yeah. So anyway, enough of that. You were at the Grizzlies game last night. Was it more, again, great win, Cam great, like Vince great, like full marks to all the Grizzlies who ended this ignominious streak of 17 losses at home to teams with winning records. Having said that, Wemby drains the three with 3.5 minutes left to give the Spurs the lead and then doesn't come back. Is that more of an insult to the Grizzlies or to the league, to regular season basketball? I found it appalling.
I think it's an insult to the league.
I mean, isn't that the problem? And the fact you are literally saying I don't care about regular season games.
There's no question. I do think it is a slight insult to the Grizzlies because they clearly believe that their closing five would be able to win that game without Wemby. They took the lead back. They said, oh, we'll win this game with Cornette and De'Aaron Fox and Stephon Castle. I can't blame them for thinking that, given the Grizzlies' injury situation. But, you know, that was such a competitive and tight game that, you know, he'd only played 21 minutes. What was two more minutes? Again, you're grateful to the Spurs for sitting him because, you know, if he's in there, they probably do win the game. But, yeah, I mean, I thought, honestly, it was a major middle finger to the NBA because this guy, you know, I mean, he came off the bench last night, right? So, you know, I'm kind of paying attention. I'm kind of not, you know, I'm talking to Sam, whatever. And then, you know, 6 minutes into the game, there starts to be a buzz. You can kind of start to hear it. You can start to, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? Wemby's getting off the bench. And I'm saying that because the guy is a star. People absolutely bought. I was sitting in front of a guy in a France jersey, a Wembanyama France jersey.
Right.
And people bought tickets, very expensive tickets, I would surmise, to come down and see Victor Wembanyama play. And did he play? Yes. He was brilliant. But he didn't play in the most important moments and the decisive moments of the game. And in a league that is fighting, and it's not
15 more minutes. I get that. It's 3.5 more minutes.
Even if you wanted to sit him for a minute and a half, like the old Isolo, right? And bring him back at the 2-minute mark.
Right.
You know, let him close the game. I just think it's really a bad
look for the NBA. You're basically saying we don't give a damn about regular season games. But by the way, pay $200 for a ticket.
How do you do that? How do you look your fans in the eye and say, "Oh, these guys"? Even Durant. Durant was on Twitter last week, 2 weeks ago, and he was trying to say, "Hey, the regular season matters." The teams that win in the playoffs do that because they have great seeds. How do you get great seeds? It's by winning in the regular season. But the Spurs, they didn't care. They didn't care last night about that. I mean, obviously they thought they would be able to do it without Wemby. But it just goes against everything, you know, you're sort of taught as a competitor, which is to try to win the game with your best players if they're available.
Crazy. It was totally crazy.
I mean, it was like the guy drains the three in transition, huge moment, and he never sees the floor again.
All right, college basketball.
If you're the Grizzlies, you're like, thanks, but
college basketball wild night last now. There was anger, fury at Auburn over the shot clock issue there. We had Michigan nearly losing. Just goes to show, by the way, Michigan demolishes everybody, but on the road in conference, it can get trickier. And so they barely beat Penn State. You got Duke, you got Louisville, you got Kansas. Like, what struck me following all this was how sad it is that Memphis is just not part of this conversation.
Is that what struck you? I mean, yeah.
No, Memphis always was part of the conversation.
Like, I mean, 15 years ago, yeah. It's been a minute. I've gotten used to it.
Well, last year they were kind of part of the conversation.
Kind of. Most people that I talked to nationally, it was just more like a rolling of the eyes, like this team isn't real. And then, unfortunately, they were proven correct. I don't think that's because of the fair. Injury.
No, yes.
You know, I think they were real. I think they lost Tyrese Hunter and had to play Baraka Okoji major minutes. And that's, you know, the difference. But, that's really neither here nor there. Yeah, I mean, they're stuck in the doldrums, man. They are stuck in the doldrums of the American, where you're just doomed to irrelevance no matter what. And I think it just takes a toll on your fans. I think there's an American, and this is just perfect, right? It's the way it works. There is a tax when you play in the American. And that tax is that nobody cares about you nationally. And that tax is that nobody really cares about the games, even locally. And look, I know that Memphis has ambitions and they want to be good in football, and the American is good in football. I mean, it's been the best of the rest, you know, for them. I guess 2 years ago was Boise State, but they're in the mix. So I understand that from a football perspective, it still makes sense. But, man, basketball is just – and I think being in the American is the biggest reason why, Jeff, you feel that way. They're not in the conversation because the American is one of the worst leagues in the country.
Yeah, if they had, you know – rolled through, if they had had a non-conference schedule like they did, results like they did last year, I might feel differently about it. Okay, other topic, though.
You wouldn't, because even last year nobody was talking about the Tigers.
The Cameron Boozer, big night last night. Darren Peterson, big night last night. You are not persuaded that either of them can go number one.
Absolutely no chance I'm drafting Darren Peterson number one. I don't know if you saw the end of that game. He took himself out. He took himself out in the last 2 minutes of regulation, subbed himself back in for the final play of regulation where he drew the foul and made the three free throws sent to overtime, and then pulled himself again.
That's a pro, man. He's a pro.
Oh, you're right. That's exactly what Wimby did. It was more the coach than
more the
player.
Coach, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you pass on AJ, and I still don't know if I'm saying his name right, DeBonsa.
DeBonsa, isn't that it? Yeah,
DeBonsa.
It is interesting. They have not.
I'm very convinced about him.
Vecini has not. I don't think typically had him one, but he has him one now. He has DeBonsa one and Peterson two and Boozer three.
I've been on this train for. Since the season started, since I watched him do that second half against UConn at TD Garden, this dude is just like making all kinds of shots. He's 6'8", 6'9", freakishly long, freakishly athletic. He's not shooting the ball very well right now from three. That will come. Just the defensive upside, the athleticism, you know, I think he's got a really good disposition about him. I don't know what people aren't seeing, you know. Darren Peterson is a scorer. Like, he'll do that in the NBA. I have no doubts about that if he's healthy. But, you know, Jeff, you can find scorers in the NBA. Like, they are a dime a dozen. If that's your best trait, being a scorer, like, you know, there's a ton of them in today's NBA. You know, I want the guy who can not only score, but who's the guy who could give me a stop in a playoff series that can go on the other team's best player? You know, I like guys like Jaden McDaniels. You know, who can do both, who can be active, who can play the passing lanes, who can guard, who are big, who can rebound, who can defend multiple positions. You know, that's the kind of player that I would target, in 2026. And DeBonsa absolutely, fits that mold to me. So I think a franchise passing him on number one is going to rue that day. And then your boy Cam Boozer, he doesn't have a chance. He doesn't have a chance to go number one. He's kind of stuck in the middle. He's 6'8", 6'9". What is he? Purely, he doesn't really move that great, you know, for a modern NBA big. I mean, it's you gotta be a super freaking athlete in today's game. He'll get drafted top five, but his ceiling in the NBA, I think, is definitely in question.
And who do you want to coach the Raiders?
I mean, if they could get Harbaugh, I'd be. I don't think they can, but I think that would be great. I think Harbaugh, you know, Harbaugh actually won a Super Bowl. We're still waiting on Lamar. We're still waiting on him to bring that all and put that all together. And the fact that he wasn't available for four or five games.
How about Brian Flores?
I mean, he's the favorite. I mean, I'm willing to blame everything on Tua at this point in Miami for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.